We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and right now we're visiting with the folks at UPL, and I'm talking with Craig Breckus. He is the Business Unit Head for North America. Craig, thank you for taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you, Dustin.
So let's start out easy for maybe some of our listeners here who aren't familiar with what UPL does or what they're about. Give our listeners a little bit of a background on the company.
Okay. We started about 50 years ago. Ironically, we've been around for quite some time, but we're certainly growing in the U.S. marketplace. If you think about it, we were started by the Schroff family 50 years ago, and today we've grown to a $5 billion company, the fifth largest agrochemical company in the world. Recently, we won the 2020 Agro Award for Best Company from Emerging Region. And so I think we got a lot of exciting things happening in the North American marketplace. I would say that, the big thing is around our new purpose of Open Ag, which is around no limits and no borders.
All right. So now tell us a little bit about what UPL is doing. You said you're a 50-year-old company, but, obviously agriculture always evolving, and we're seeing that more and more in these last few years of how farmers, even conventional farmers, shifting their focus on how they're doing things and trying to be around for the next several generations. And how is UPL being a part of that and making sure they're a part of the game here in the next 50 years to come?
Yeah, the idea around Open Ag and our purpose is increased sustainability to secure the world's food supply. And so, it's created some pillars for us. So traditionally, growers would have saw us as a post-patent company, and that's certainly a strength of ours. Our manufacturing capability is exceptional in terms of our ability to produce, affordable, dependable quality solutions. But as a new organization, and certainly the last couple of years with a lot of the changes and around Open Ag, it's really developing that secondary and that second portfolio around differentiated and sustainable solutions. And so if you think about some of the products that we manufacture today, it's differentiating them to create something unique in the marketplace. And around the sustainable portfolio is to look at new technologies, look at new opportunities to add value to the grower, to our growers in the U.S. market.
All right, so let's talk about some of those new solutions that you have available from UPL, especially as farmers are getting ready to look at 2021, and some have already made that start of what they're going to be doing, but maybe haven't finalized all their plans. How can UPL be a part of them if they haven't worked with UPL in the past?
Yeah, so, just to start from, one of the things that I'll describe about UPL is we're unique in how we approach this. So if you think about some of the partners that they have today and some of the manufacturers, they started a lot of years ago about being in discovery research. And so they built solutions over many years that growers are using. We look at it very differently. And so we're not in basic discovery, but one of the things that we're exceptional at is our ability to look at the needs of growers and to connect them with entrepreneurial companies. And so we have a lot of partnerships around the globe. We're developing those partnerships, companies that are entrepreneurial, companies that have new ideas, but they really don't have a way to deliver it to the marketplace. And so just recently in the last 6 months, we've launched our Open Ag Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. And our competitive advantage is going to be the ability to take those ideas, look at opportunities, look at needs of growers in spaces, connect those things through vetting ideas, and then quickly bringing them to marketplace. So we're not tied to any specific technology. We're tied really to the needs of growers in the marketplace. And so, and then how we approach that, how we deliver that, we're building that here in the U.S. marketplace. So it's not necessarily going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen very quickly over the next couple of years as we bring those solutions to marketplace.
So if producers are out there looking for the solutions they need going forward, where is a good place for them to start to get information about UPL, the products that are going to be offered, and where they can secure some of those?
I think the best place would probably be to start at their local retailer. you know, we have a lot of relationships. That's where we're focused today, is working with the retailers to ultimately deliver our solutions to the growers. There's also our website. You know, you certainly can go there and connect with the local salesperson to get in discussions with some of the options that we have out there today. You know, for the corn and soybean marketplace, we've developed some relationships around seed, you know, to help bring newer technologies in herbicides and stuff like that. And that'd be the best place to go.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you, Craig. But if there's anything you want to say for our Iowa producers here before we wrap up today, go right ahead.
No, I just want to say, you know, I think we're very excited about the opportunity to build out our business here in the U.S. marketplace and working with growers in the corn and soybean marketplace. And I look forward to building a strong future with them.
All right. Well, Craig, I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Dustin.
That's Craig Breck, as he is with UPL here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.